cancelled and annulled. Those are the words used in Britain when the Queen takes away someone's knighthood, and she's just done it. The former head of the Royal Bank of Scotland used to be known as Sir Fred Goodwin. Now he's plain old Fred. Goodwin was stripped of his title because of the prominent role he played in the failure of his former bank. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, some of the Queen's subjects are not happy with this denighting.
A couple of years ago, Fred Goodwin could do no wrong. He'd turned his bank into one of the biggest in the world. True, everyone called him Fred the Shred because of his ruthless cost-cutting. But he was immensely rich, beloved by investors, and, at home, a knight of the realm. Then everything went wrong. Goodwin led RBS into a catastrophic takeover. The credit crunch steamrolled in. RBS teetered. The British taxpayer was hit for a $70 billion bailout. And Goodwin headed for the door with a pension paying well over $1 million a year. That pension particularly enraged the public. He reluctantly agreed to halve it, but only after a big fight that made him deeply unpopular. Fred the Shred became a byword for the greed and folly of all fat cat bankers. People began throwing rocks at his home. Goodwin was never convicted of a crime, yet he is now being punished in a peculiarly British fashion. Queens and kings of England have handed out knighthoods since medieval times. Very rarely do they take them back. The removal of Goodwin's knighthood has aroused strong and conflicting emotions across the kingdom. There's plenty of applause from the public, but there's also a lot of criticism. Crass, childish and counterproductive, said the Independent newspaper. It compared the decision with a mob baying for vengeance. An attack on business, says Simon Walker, head of the Institute of Directors, which represents business executives.
I'm concerned about an anti-business, a hysteria about the whole situation. I don't approve of the decision to strip Fred Goodwin of his knighthood. I don't think it's a business issue. I think it's an honours system issue.
John Mann, a parliamentarian with Britain's opposition Labour Party, thinks singling out Goodwin gives a misleading impression about what caused the financial crisis.
Well, the danger with it is that there is a presumption then that there was a rogue banker and that it was just one man who was getting things wrong, calling it wrong, and not acting particularly ethically. In fact, it was many bankers, including the whole board of the Royal Bank of Scotland.
The decision to remove Goodwin's title was taken by what's called the Honours Forfeiture Committee, a body of senior civil servants. The Queen signed off on it. The committee's logic was this. Goodwin was knighted for services to banking. The collapse of RBS, in which Goodwin was considered the chief villain, was a disservice to banking. Ergo, in this exceptional case, the title must go, to protect the ancient British honours system from disrepute. Trouble is, in the eyes of many, the system's already in disrepute. Knighthoods and other honours are supposed to reward great achievement and service. They're often deserved, but not always. Some titles are automatic, for example, for achieving a senior position in the army or civil service. But over the years, government after government has handed out titles as rewards for political favours. And a surprising number of crooks have remained lords and knights after their crimes have been exposed. The author Geoffrey Archer went to prison for perjury. He still sits in Britain's unelected House of Lords. So do a couple of lords who've done time for padding expenses, and another who was jailed for setting fire to a hotel's curtains. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.